はい、それではそれでは、後半は、先週のトークの続きを少し補足していきたいと思うんですが、補足っていうのは、先週まで3回にわたって、ダニエルさん、UCIMC の共同創設者の、ダニエルさんに、いろいろお話を伺いました。WRFU、この遥かな章を放送、している、配信している WRFE というコミュニティラジオ局、それがあるのが UCIMC、アーバナシアンペインインディペンデントメディアセンターなんですが、実はあんまりアーバナシアンペインインディペンデントメディアセンターが何かっていうことを、私自身も深く考えず、ラジオ局あるところっていう感じで、訪ねることがあんまりなかったんですが、今回25周年、UCIMC が設立されて25周年ということで、創設者の一人のダニエルさんにお話を伺った。で、3回目で、先週は今こういったいろんなコミュニティ活動を含めて考えなければいけない問題の一つとして、 AI をどう考えるかっていう、どう扱うかっていう、それがシンポジウムでもパネルディスカッションでもあったんですね。で、そういう話題の中で、いろいろこう反ファシズム、実はそういう、企業の文化と国の体制っていうのが連携してしまって、AI も含めていろいろ人々の情報とか考え方をコントロールしてしまってるんじゃないか、それに対してオンラインとオフラインで私たちはどうしたらいいだろうかというお話をされたんですが、その時に、今非常に切羽詰まったことになっているっていうことも、英語でいろいろお話をされていて、その中に例えば食料支援が今月で切れてしまうとか、あと住宅の手当の支払いができなくなる人が出てくるでしょうとか、メディケイドから排除される人々も現れる。これが今アメリカで進んでいることで、今まさに起こっていることだっていう、そういう話をされたところがあるんですね。で、それは、番組の、その、でも、ダニエルさんのお話の中に入ってるんですが、そこのところをあまりこう説明をしなかったんで、日本語で。で、というのは、このメディケードとか、何が今こう切羽詰まって起きているのかっていう、そのことについて私自身があまりよく分かっていなかったので、今回はその部分をトムさんに、シャンペン在住のトムさんにちょっと伺ってみました。まずそれを聞いてもらって、英語なのでリュータさんに日本語で、トムさんが何を言っているかっていうことを説明をしてもらおうと思います。では、トムさん、久しぶりの声です。では、どうぞ。
Explain a little.
Well, she's referring to a couple of different things that are overlapping. One was a tax bill that was passed several months ago that takes away a great deal of the funding for a program called Medicare, not Medicare, but Medicaid. And Medicaid is for low-income people to help provide healthcare for them. So that program has had a large amount of its money taken away by the tax bill. And then the other thing was the government shutdown that was occurring that just ended a couple of days ago. But at the time that you had that interview, that the government was shut down because they couldn't agree on a funding bill, and so the government was not going to fund a program called SNAP, which is basically used to be called food stamps, which is a program for giving people money to buy food when they can't afford food on their own. So those two things overlapping, and probably some other funding issues as well. So the government shut down and the new tax program together were going to cause a great deal of harm and probably suffering for people. but the government restarted, so a lot of those things have changed now, but then the tax bill is still the problem. So healthcare costs are going up, and a lot of people are going to have to drop their insurance, but the other problems were resolved.
Even though the people support this kind of policy, etc., for who?
Well, it's confusing. I don't think there are very many people that actually support any of this. But at the last election, Trump was able to motivate a large number of people who were just dissatisfied with the government, the way things were going, the economy, all those things. They were just dissatisfied. So he said, well, vote for me and I'll solve all these problems. So they voted for him. And in actuality, he has made most, if not all, of those problems worse than they were before. And people are unhappy about it, but it's too late to change anything. So they have to wait until the next election to actually do anything about it.
So more people, it's a very hard time before Thanksgiving and Christmas. Yeah.
People are facing difficult times.
Difficult times.
Losing jobs. There are not a lot of new hiring. Because also at the same time, the whole AI thing is going on where a lot of people are losing their jobs and being replaced by AI.
Mm.
And I think my personal opinion is a great deal of that will be reversed once companies find out that AI really can't do all the things. It can't reliably do all the things that they claim it can do. But for the moment, they're counting on it being able to do all sorts of things that currently they're paying people to do. So they've let people go. They're replacing them by using AI. I think over time they'll find out that they have to hire a lot of those people back and it will balance out. But right now it is very balanced towards firing people and using computers to do their work. So all these things are happening all at the same time. Trump has all his tariffs, and so prices are going up on everything everywhere. That's hurting people. The tax bill took money away from people. And then the government shutdown was keeping money away from people. So in general, there were several things happening all at once that were hurting a lot of people.